Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Jane, put up Jane for me. How we doing? It's about time to close down and go home. Hallelujah. Whoo. I tell you, I'm loaded now. We just have to cut off. That's all. Because ain't no way. Listen, I'm telling you the honest truth. Ain't no way I can preach all this out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James 1:5, it said, if any of you lack wisdom,
yes, sir,
let him do what? Ask of God. That giveth to all men how? Liberally. And what? Upbraideth not. That means he doesn't withhold. And it shall be what? Given him. But let him do what? How do you ask? How do you ask? Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Nothing wavering. Good.
Yeah.
We have the privilege of having, say this like this, the privilege of having 7 children, then we got 12 grandchildren. And because Jaron is the youngest one of all. And Jaron is, I don't know, he picked up his daddy's traits. We had a pretty hard time getting Jeffrey to eat when he was growing up. And somebody gave him, I don't know, his mama or some of his siblings, gave him the name String Bean. He got upset one day. I ain't no String Bean. I don't know who gave his grandmother. His grandmother did it. So Jaron got his daddy traits along those lines. All his life, you had to coach him and encourage him and insist on him eating. Okay. I don't know how somebody go, but to supplement that, you know, Papa always do stuff for, you know Papa. And even if their parents don't want to do it, I can kind of force it, you know, because I'm Papa. You know, I can use my, anyway, we started buying the, what's the name of that milk? Anyway, it's got an energy milk. It's an energy milk, you know, supplement when you're not getting enough other stuff. And I started buying this and then doing it for a while and still doing it. Now, when he runs out, you know what he does? Now, long as there, he won't say nothing. Sometime he'll ask, sometime he'll ease in there. He get one, he come back and won't see, can he get another one? And he know he's not supposed to have old two, and sometimes he get him 3 a day. But sometime he'll come in, he may ask, and sometime he'll do it like this. He had grandmother, he knows it's about eating time. Grandmother, can I have a milk? She said, no, boy, you can't. He's old, Papa, can I have me a milk? I said, go ahead and get you one, boy. But my point is, he's in there, and when it runs out, he'll come tell me. I started late, ain't you got some money? He said, yeah, I got it. But it's at the house. But here's what I want you to see. How freely he knows it's there, that he comes and get it. God has it stored up for you. And by faith, when you understand how faith works, you can receive, take what you want. I like the way Gloria Copeland said, take it. It's yours. Take it. Don't fool around with it. Take it.
Yes, sir.
Take your healing.
Yes, sir.
Take your miracle.
Yes, sir.
your money. Take your joy. Take your peace. It's yours. Let me give you some. Jesus. Let me give you some light on this. If I could teach this, yeah. Let me give you some light on this. people, we have sayings, but God wants us to sharpen up our sayings and line them up and true them in with his word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And we said, I'm believing God for a healing. That's okay in a sense. You know, you believe God. Then you say, I'm sick. And that's true, I'm sick. In a sense that you're feeling bad. But watch what happened. Watch what I'm about to say. When we get this revelation in our spirits, I'm the heel. Are you hearing me? I'm the heel. And this is what the Lord brought to my attention. If you were not the heel, why is Satan trying to make you sick?
Come on.
Think about it now. If I were not already healed, why is he trying to make me sick? Why is he trying to take something? How can you take something from me I don't have? And this is the reason why the word says in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bear our sin in his own body on a tree, that you being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were, or ye were healed. Ye were. I've been healed. I already done been healed. Satan trying to tell me I'm sick, so I'm going to believe God. I don't let the symptom tell me, yes, I'm under attack. Yes, he's trying to take it, but I'm going to fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand my ground.
Yeah.
And sometime when we learn this, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
When we learn this, that healing do not always manifest instantly. And that's what some people lose out, because you get prayed for and seems like nothing happened. But when you get prayed for, agreed with, and it doesn't seem to matter, you stand your ground. You say, if you have to take your pen and write it down, such a time and such a day, and so-and-so agreed with me, a hand was laid on me, and I got it then. And so when the devil shows up the next time trying to tell you something different, just pull the paper out and read it to him. That's when I got it. But you're still hurting. But the word says I'm healed. So I'm standing my ground. I agree. You trying to tell me something that God didn't say, I'm going to believe God.
Amen.
I'm going to stand on this word.
Yes, sir.
Some of you, oh, Jesus, do I need to go there? Let me just make a statement. Some of you believe in God for some things, and I'm believing God. Listen. You should be believing God for something every day of your life. You live by faith. You ought to put your faith to work. You shouldn't walk around just hoping something will happen. God didn't build you that way. God did not design you that way. God designed you to be a believer. He's a God that gives. And he said in Mark 11:9 and 23, all things are possible to him that believeth.